Hello, friends.
Good afternoon, good evening. How is everybody?
And good night.
Yeah, and no, we're not going to bed yet.
We're not?
No.
All right. We're back, guys.
Hey, we're back.
Took a little dads. Took a little hiatus because, jobs and life.
You know, it's just going to probably be that way. You know, we're probably going to be just in every other week or for a little while. You know, summertime is busy with the fam and work and all those things. And Adam's got a new job over here, you know.
I travel quite
a bit in my job. So, you know what? You're just going to have to deal with it.
I got a good hour commute on the way home. Only 40 minutes getting there, but about an hour back.
That is gross. That traffic from Boise to Caldwell is disgusting.
Well, you know,
you can have it.
That's why I got podcasts and audiobooks.
Yeah, that's true. You listen to it.
But the children love the books.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what that's from?
No.
Elf.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Anyway. hey, if you all hear some humming in the background, it's our air conditioner.
Yeah, Paul, we're going to just put that...
I was going to come out and say that. It is.
It's 90, a disclaimer.
It's 93 degrees.
It's too hot in here, so the AC's
it's not 98.
Stop.
Huh?
No.
Get some Lachey in
so
here.
You're gonna, you guys are all going to deal with our AC, but you know what? We want to be cozy and comfortable when we're doing these episodes for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we apologize for the hum in the back, but just know that we are very cozy as we're doing this episode. And I know that you all care about
mostly you because it's blowing right on you. I'm still waiting for it to get over in this corner.
I'm feeling really good right now. Thank you.
I'm warm. That's all right, though.
It's too bad for you, bud.
I know.
Oh,
boy.
Well, hey, you know what? It's been awesome. We're excited to be back. Get another episode. Got a good one for you today. You know, as always, before we delve into that, we
got to give a shout out.
Got to give some shout outs.
Shout.
Yeah.
Shout him on out.
I think we do that every single time. It's getting old. Okay. Yeah. People are going to turn it off already.
Nope.
I think if they're smart, they're going to just skip ahead about 6 minutes into the episode, and then
that's probably true. I was going to say, they're probably, he'd listen to my voice and be like, he is a songbird of our generation.
I don't think they're saying that. I haven't heard this.
Huh? Come on. Jody, we know you're listening. Evan, we know you're listening.
Appreciate everybody.
Let us know.
Hey. You know what? Appreciate all the shouts, you know, real quick. Man. But, you know, man, I've been getting good feedback, so we're going to keep it coming real quick, though. And it's summertime, and it's hot. I mean, we're talking record-breaking heat out there.
It's a little hot in these rhinos.
Now more than ever, you need to get Treasure Valley Eco Wash on the horn. Get
right
them out
now.
And get them to scrub because out that dirty trash can.
Hey, you're mowing your lawn.
Yeah, I did it.
You're
I'm
not
guilty. Guilty!
You are not bagging that grass. You're
absolutely
throwing
not.
It in there.
I'm gross.
And when it's in there... gets all hot, steamy, moist, some would say.
Yeah.
I know some people don't like that word,
hey,
but
it's a word.
Moist.
Moist, it is.
Yeah, and starts to stink.
I'll tell you what, I took the trash to the curb before I came out here.
Oh, yeah?
And I'd throw something in that trash before.
Uh-huh.
It's warm in there.
Well, I tell you.
That grass is trapping that garbage. There's turds in there. It's going to be delicious.
Woo-hoo, Frisco. You picking those turds up?
They're big.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I guess Frisco's
the ones
a big
that Scarlet,
boy.
The one that Scarlet don't eat. You know, she's disgusting. Yeah, she's a disgusting creature. And then she wants to lick you. And I just you hate her, but you love her.
I just ate this turd. But come, let me give you a kiss.
She's adorable. Just cute. But then she wants to lick you with her turd mouth. Yeah, whatever. You know, maybe they're onto something. You know,
maybe
it's the microbes in the turds keeps
that's
them healthy.
It.
It's gotta
it's gotta
be.
Be.
Anyway, Treasure Valley Eco Wash, Gene Luzzi, hit them up. Social media, find them. Get him out there. He's got good videos showing you how to, you know, they disinfect the garbage cans, the whole deal. It's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yep, keep it up. So, next, Fit Donut.
Fit Donut.
Get a donut. You want to be fit? You want to eat donuts? Fit Donut.
Eat
makes, it's that easy. Makes
that's
sense.
It.
It's in Meridian.
It's.
Emily Kniggy. Find her.
Working hard.
Colts, I guess, got his name attached to the thing. But
she's working hard and Colts hardly working.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay,
I'm
I lie.
Just kidding. He's running his own business.
He is.
And that is... what is the name of his stuff again?
It's Bison Fence.
Bison Fence. God. It's funny because I wrote down in my notes to not forget him, and then all I did was write his name, Randall.
Yeah, there's Randall.
So Randall C. Kniggy Esquire, Bison Fence. Check him out.
Get him. You know, he is one busy son of a
he's
gun.
A busy, and I'll tell you what, he's working probably right now the hours between 1 a.m. and 8 a.m. because it's way too hot to be working in the day. I'd be goon nights right now on the fence if I was doing
tell you
it.
What, you'd be out there. What's that noise? Fixing your fence.
Exactly.
You don't like it?
Yeah.
I don't care. Go back to bed.
I would drop 100. I think I would cut 100 bucks off the price if people let me work on their yard at night.
Ooh, that's a good. Hey.
I would do. That's me.
I need a fence fixed.
That's
you
why
I'm fix my fence.
You know what? That's a guy who tries to avoid the sun, not stand out in it.
Well, I try to avoid the sun just because I'm a ginger.
Yeah. Right. I just don't like being that hot all the time. Good. It's gross.
No, it sucks. And no, I call him on my lunch. I call him on my lunch break. Dark. And he's like, dude, it's hot.
Duh.
I'm like, you think?
Duh. I went outside today, and I you know, I got a uniform on, so it's a little hotter.
Uh-huh.
But I went out just to grab some in the parking lot, came back. Dude, I was sweating like crazy. Drenched. It's so hot. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what he's doing right now. But he's doing Bison Fence. He's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, RC Kanigi Esquire. Check him out. Find him on Instagram, Facebook.
His name changes every time.
What?
RC.
Randall Colt K. Just every time. Anyway, last but not least, American Batsmith.
Ooh.
That's with Adam Stokes over here. His blood. His blood and flesh.
Get him.
Out there making bats.
Give him a call.
Yeah.
Say, hey.
You got a cousin in there. You got a brother in there, right? Doing it.
Two cousins and a brother.
Two cousins and a brother making bats that are just made for smoking dingers.
Yes. Wait a minute.
It sounded weird, but that's what they're doing. Really hitting dingers. Weird. Blasting hitting dingers. A dinger.
You know what? You can buy one of those bats and people will be calling you Big Al because you'll be hitting dingers.
Hitting dingers. That's what you'll be doing. American Batsmith. Check them out. I think that's it for our shout-outs.
I think so. One of them might be dwindling away. Something's up for sale, but it's not finalized yet.
Well, we'll find out. Wait, until that happens, we're going to keep throwing shout-outs and shout-outs and shout-outs.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and if you want to give us money or give us something for free, we'll shout you out. Other than a hug. You can give me a hug anytime. Still won't shout you out, though.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you got a business or something, and or just you want something to put out over the podcast lines, we'd be more than happy to do it for you. We got the mic. We'll throw it out there for you. All right. Exactly. Just let us know.
I like it.
All right. So today we got a, you know, it's summertime. It's hot.
Summertime and the living's easy.
It's early July and I feel like I'm inside of the sun's nucleus. Okay. It is way too hot.
Yes, it is.
And so we're going to talk about summertime.
Yes.
That's what today's about.
We're going to bring it back. We're going to talk about what some things we did in the summertime.
Yeah, what we do in the summer and what we do with our kids in the summer. You know, just things that maybe we do some of the same stuff we did when we were younger and what's different.
Yep.
You know? I like it. So let's delve right into it.
All
right. What was some of the fun things you did in the summer when you were growing up?
Oh, boy. I hung out with my cousins a lot.
All right, so you lost me already. So here we go. I'll tell you. I'm just kidding.
I couldn't help it.
I'm just going to delve into mine.
You're just like, you know what? Who cares about you? I'm just going to go. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
No, I you just hung out with my cousins a lot.
Yeah? What'd you guys do?
I played basketball, football, baseball, Meatball, whatever.
Yeah.
We had a lot of home run derbies.
Oh, sweet. You just love getting out of school, though, I bet, man. Having to worry about school for a while. I know how, how much you love school.
So. That's why I never went back.
That's why summer was so great for you.
Oh, boy. But no, it's...
Is the worst day out of the year for you growing up the last day of summer, probably?
Yes.
Like, that was the worst day every year for you?
There was that. The worst days of the year are the first day of school, or the last day of summer.
Yeah.
And Sunday night. Worst days.
Oh, yeah. Because
you got to go back to school on Monday.
Mm-hmm. That did suck.
Man.
I don't miss that. Because I like going to work, you know? So I'm like, I go to work tomorrow. No big deal.
Yeah. Well, now I like going to work.
Right.
Before that, it was like the same feeling.
I bet, man. Actually, I think think about that.
Actually, I think it was worse now as an adult. Really not wanting to go to work.
That feeling you're talking about right there should be enough motivation to get people to, especially young adults coming out of high school, maybe into college, whatever, to really strive to find a career field and a job that's suited for them that they'll be happy doing. Or they'll be having that feeling
like
the last day of summer.
Don't be like me, folks.
Every Sunday will be like the last day of summer before going back to school.
Man, it's the worst feeling.
Oh.
You're just like, you're good during the day, and then that night comes, and you're just like... You
got a face and a pillow.
Anxiety kicks in.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yes. Now I'm like, I wake up.
It makes this summer a lot better. Got a job during the summer, right before 4th of July.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
So, that's awesome. I've been there for 2 weeks now. Well, 2.5 weeks now. So,
hey,
we're good to go.
America.
It's just America, exactly.
Yeah. It makes those hot summers a little bit better. That long drive makes it all worth it.
Hey, you know, they are actually next month. They're going to be, on a Friday, closing the office down, and they're all taking us rafting.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, yeah.
What a great summertime.
Oh, darn.
Too bad you can't swim. I'm just kidding.
Hey, life jacket. I'm going to double it up.
He can swim.
Double it up.
He can swim. You look like somebody who wouldn't be able to swim, though. Just you got a look about you. I don't know what it is. Something about your face that tells me I can't swim.
Okay, it's more like I float. I kind of bob up and down.
I'm messing with you.
Until I hit the beach and I'm like a beached whale. I just run around.
And then you just start yelling again.
And then I get to go to Vegas in September.
Dude, they're taking work. Dude, you know how hot it's going to be in Vegas in September?
I don't care.
Not as hot as it is now.
Because they are actually in Vegas right now.
Ugh, that is
for a work thing. But I just started. They had planned this weeks or months in advance.
No, man, I think that's awesome.
I'm back at the office holding down the fort.
That bad?
So that's what I'm doing. Answering phone calls. But yes, spend a lot of time hanging with my cousins.
Cousins doing stuff.
When we first moved here and we lived with my grandma for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And then she had a big pasture in the back. It was like a 1 acre pasture. Well, my dad decided to turn that into a garden.
Yeah.
So for the first 6 years that we moved here, I was working every day out in that garden.
Gotcha.
So to this day, I still don't want a garden.
Yeah, that sounds
good. Valerie does, so I'll plant her. I'll get it ready. I'll plant it. You take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's worked out. Yeah, so.
Good.
But if push comes to shove and we really need one, I know how to do a garden.
I like it.
So
yeah, last time I did a garden, I ended up having to take care of it too, because my spouse, who said that she would take care of it, did not. And then I didn't like taking, because I'm like, this isn't my garden.
Yeah.
But I'm out there.
I told her. I flat
weeds.
Out. Right after we got married and we bought our first house, I told her flat out. I was like, if you want a garden, I will plant it for you, but it is your job to take care of it. You have to water it, weed it, take care of it.
Does she do it?
She's been doing it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's why we don't have a garden anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not a farmer. I'm not taking care of it for you.
You know Farmer Jackson over there?
No, I'm not, man.
Nope. Okay.
So.
Mm-mm. Not gonna do it.
So you did a lot of work in the summer too.
Well, I did, and then after that, once we moved more into town, we didn't have the garden. So after that, it was hung out with my cousins a lot, and then when I was 16, got a job. Well, Shopko.
Yeah, working over the summer.
So, yep.
Man,
it is what it is, man. You gotta pay them bills,
dude. I remember.
Okay, I gotta buy my own.
Well, dude, when I was little, actually before we moved to Idaho, when we still lived in California, we went to the river like every day in the summer. My mom would take us.
Mm-hmm.
We'd just go to the river all the time. And then we moved out here, and we'd still do a lot of swimming, but we lived in the city now. We didn't live where there was a river. Mm-hmm. We lived in Caldwell. So, but man, I just remember, like, growing up, summertime, it was, you were out shooting hoops outside. Uh-huh. I'd be out there all day shooting hoops, man. Mm-hmm. Or swimming, trying to go swimming. You lived for water, I feel like, when you were little.
So when we lived with my grandma, there was a canal behind our house. We swam in that.
Oh, cool.
A lot.
Yeah.
And then when we moved over.
Dude, kids live for that.
Yeah, and then when we moved over to where, didn't you live by me? I don't know, Colt lived.
No, he lived by you, but yeah.
Yeah, like but there was a canal behind that house, too.
Oh, yeah.
We swam in the canal all the time.
Man, I'm trying to remember, man, like, before I moved out to Caldwell again and went to Valley View, like, in middle school and stuff, we used to go swim at the creek that was across the, so we lived, like, in this, on a hill, so outside of Boise, we lived up, like, 15 miles out of Boise going towards, like, Idaho City and stuff.
Okay.
So we lived out there in the mountains. And then if you drop, we lived on one side of the canyon, but if you drop down across the road, you have the creek right there. All right. We go swimming there all the time. There's a rock you could jump off of. Float the creek, man, inner tubes. We were floating it all the time. You float all the way down to Roby Creek there where the lake is.
Mm-hmm.
Did that a ton. Yeah, and then, like, got older in high school. Still swam, but that wasn't your priority anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like you get older, now your priorities, you're doing some kind of camp probably for whatever sports it is you're in.
Pretty much.
That's taking up a majority of your time. You got off-season workouts for football or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just hanging out at a friend's house, whatever, trying to party.
Spent a lot of time at Alex's, and they had the pool, so I'd swim
with the pool. Right, yeah. So Alex did have the pool, so I used to go there a lot, too. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Yep.
That's my party, man. Summer parties are fun.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah, I pretty much spend my time over at Alex's a lot.
Yeah, well, he's your neighbor. He's right there.
right there.
Yeah, I had a job too when I was about 16, so I'd work a lot more during the summer, mm-hmm. making that whopping $5.15 an hour.
Whoa!
I'm looking at what people are making now.
Whoa! I started out at Tropco at $6.10, buddy.
Bro, $5.15 an hour is what I started at. I was working at Linden 3.
Oh,
Linden 3 movie theater. I remember the Shout out to all those who used to come out to Linden 3. I'd hook you up with some movie tickets. Get you right in there. Get you a yogurt. Popcorn on me.
Oh, boy.
I gave away so much stuff there.
That's why they closed down.
That's, it was a smart move.
Once they went in and closed down, they were like, dang, that's Steve Jackson.
It wasn't just me.
Put us out of business. It wasn't just me.
Well, I don't know what you expect when you got like 16-year-old kids working night shift making $5 an hour. You're not going to get a lot of loyalty.
That is true.
I'm sorry. So, like, kids now that are working, I mean, the lowest I see anymore is like $11 an hour places.
I've
seen Jimmy John's, you can make $15 an hour.
Dude, they got freaking McDonald's and Burger King, all them, $13 an hour.
Dude, it's awesome for them.
Yeah.
And they're, hey, but you know what? Right now, with everybody, you know, taking a lot of that unemployment, the ones that are doing all these jobs.
Not the the adults.
Right. Oh, but that's I agree.
For another conversation later.
For sure.
But I didn't do a whole lot of camping or anything with my parents.
Yeah, we did some here and there, but
so my dad worked for the bus company, so during the summer it was like he would go and detail the buses and everything.
Oh.
He'd strip them down, clean them all out, spray them all and get them, make sure that when the new school year came back around, they were shiny. Bright and shiny. Yep. So, and then my mom worked, so if I wasn't working, I was just hanging out at Alex's pretty much.
Yeah, I'm trying to, we didn't go on a lot of, I know some people go on like family trips and stuff during the summer. We went on a couple, you know, we didn't have a lot of money growing up or anything, so,
mm-hmm.
We did do camping. We do one, at least one camping trip during the summer, typically, mm-hmm. wherever we were at the time. But, the biggest thing that sticks out to me I did when I was younger was hanging out at a friend's house and swimming. It was like always trying to get in the water because it's hot, you know? And if you're near water, you know, you're in it. Like this summer, for example, we haven't done a lot of water, you know, just because you typically just drive into the river or something, and Juliana's not really into the river that much because she still wasn't a very strong swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
But now my sister and her husband, Shelby mm-hmm. Padgett, what up? Shout out.
What up?
Got a pool, and two pools in their subdivision that are nice. Wow. And so we've been going over there at least a couple times a week.
Nice.
Swimming. And then my mom's got like a gym membership, so she takes Juliana to work on her swimming at like the Y pool and mm-hmm. stuff, so. Just been in the pool a ton, man.
Yeah, my
the water's
my
been
mom,
great.
Their house that they live in.
Are you digging in your head with a screwdriver right now?
I'm scratching my ear.
You trying to kill yourself?
Yeah.
This guy is trying to shove a
I'm tired of hearing your stories, dang it.
Let the record state Adam Stokes shoving a screwdriver in through his ear, out the other ear. In front of me. He's poking his brain.
When you feel the resistance, pull it out.
Yeah. No, but, I know exactly what you're doing. It feels really good to do that.
Well, I was just scratching my ear.
Here we go telling our kids I'm digging our ears.
And here I am with the
dude. I do the same thing. I'll get like the edge of a pencil or something.
Oh yeah,
because it feels good.
You're sitting there and your leg starts twitching.
Try to act like it doesn't feel good. Yeah. You're a liar. Lies. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to your family. You're lying to your friends.
Lying to everyone.
Liar. If you don't shove things in your ear to get a good itch, you're a liar. That's what you tell every person on the planet. Shoves things into their ears.
Mm-hmm.
They
Everyone.
Do it. It feels good. We're not supposed to do it.
But we do it anyway.
I clean out my ears every day with Q-tips. I know. I mean, that's what else are they used for other than makeup? I get it. But, like, what else are you going to use a Q-tip for?
I don't put the Q-tips in my ear.
Really? How do you clean the earwax out?
It just falls out.
That is not how that works.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What they tell you. That's
no,
some,
mine literally will
no,
fall
bro,
out.
That's some BS, man.
I do not put a Q-tip.
One time I went a couple weeks without sticking a Q-tip in my ear just to see if they'd be clean on their own. Yeah, it's not. It was disgusting. It looked like somebody took a dump in my ear, okay?
Yeah, I bet you if you went to your doctor and got your ears cleaned, it would still look like someone took a dump in your ear.
Probably. Actually, you don't want to hear a funny story?
When I was in high school, I went and got my ears cleaned,
yeah.
and I got chewed out by the doctor.
Yeah.
And,
Because you had something.
And I haven't put a Q-tip in my ear since.
Yeah, I know they tell you not to.
I'll do the outside. I'll take the Q-tip and go around the outside.
Yeah.
Get
that
itch.
I do it anyway. It feels really, it's way too good.
Yeah.
But one time, so first semester of college, I'm at the University of Idaho. I'm 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I get this earache. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know what to do. Like, it hurts so much. Well, colleges have little clinics, you know, for the students you go to. So yeah. I go to the clinic, and I get in with the little nurse or whatever. Mm-hmm. They look in my ear. There's something in there. So I come back, like, the next day, and they get it out. They pulled, like, a whole Q-tip head out of there. I didn't even know it was there, though.
Did they yell at you? Like, sticking a Q-tip
well, yeah,
in
they're like,
hair?
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. I'm like, I mean, I do, but I didn't know there was a Q-tip. Like, you'd think if you're, you know what I mean, I'm cleaning out, it, you're going to know, oh, hey, where'd the Q-tip head go? you know what I mean? That's it looked
maybe
like
you're doing it in your sleep. And you.
No, just, I don't know. It was the craziest thing, because I'm like, I'm pretty sure I would remember a Q-tip head falling off in there.
Nope.
But it made like, it might have just been pieces of Q-tip that made like a ball in there.
Oh, maybe.
But it looked like the perfect Q-tip head.
That's crazy.
It felt so good to get that out of there.
Mm-hmm.
All it did was increase the Q-tip entry into my ear after that. I was like, oh, it feels so good.
Look at this radius. So much room, you can do activities in there.
Oh, man. You clean it.
You can practice karate in there.
Dude, you just got to be careful, that's all. Don't shove it too far in there.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit.
When I
why are we talking about earwax? Well, it's because you had a screwdriver.
Oh yeah, the screwdriver.
See, I forget.
I was like, you know, I don't even know.
I don't even remember. We were talking about digging our ears for like the last 5 minutes. Hey, what are you gonna do?
What? If you don't like it, no, keep listening.
No,
please.
No, you know what? No, we are not gonna change the way we do business.
No,
okay, I'm not gonna.
We get off topic quite a bit.
I'm not gonna conform to anybody. If you don't like it,
and this is what makes this podcast awesome.
Yeah, I dig it. So,
anyway,
So summer. We both, you know, had very similar. I mean, you spent a lot of time with cousins. I spent time with friends, swimming, et cetera.
Yeah, I spent so much time with my cousins when I, for the 6 years, especially with the 6 years that I lived out of my grandma's.
Uh-huh.
Or with my grandma. Dude, I could write a freaking book. I could be a little,
well, nobody's
going to
read
Little House on the Prairie type of book.
That's boring. I don't want to read about you and your cousins.
What? Come on. You're not going to make it into a TV series?
What's it called? Ginger and Kids?
Sure. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would read your book, okay? Your book. I'd get it on Audible. I don't read anything these days. I wait till it came out on Audible. Are you reading it?
I would have you voice it.
Oh, you want me to read your book?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do it. I went over to my cousin's house as I frolicked along the sidewalk with excitement. I saw from a distance the ice cream man coming. anyway, sorry.
The sound effects and everything.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love getting ice cream sandwiches. It filled me with glee.
In a world
anyway.
Where their ice cream sandwiches were delicious.
So speaking of hanging with cousins mm-hmm. a lot, I will say that my daughter Juliana spends a great deal of time during the summer with her cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Spends a lot of time with cousins. She just went camping with them this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what I was saying before...
I get you.
What I was saying before you... called me out for sticking the thing in my ear.
Sure.
So my parents got their house over in Middleton
uh-huh.
on my brother's property. My mom watches
now.
My mom watches the kids a couple days a week.
Okay.
And they have
cousin
pool.
Time.
Yeah, they got cousin time.
Yeah.
My brother's got a pool over there, so they're pretty much living in the pool.
See, that's awesome.
2 days
man.
A week.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, that's great.
Except for it's not nice when they come home because they're tired and grumpy.
Well, because they're tired. And that's the thing with these kids. They want to have all this fun. They'll pee all over themselves, get filthy, dirty,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you get them home, and now you get punished for mm-hmm. letting them have a great time.
Yeah, exactly.
There's something weird about that.
Dang it, kids.
You know?
Yeah, but we can't be grumpy, though.
No, oh, yeah.
Heaven forbid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't even be grumpy about legit things like my team losing or something. Like, I can't get mad.
Exactly.
But you can get mad because you just had the best day of your life. With, like, your cousins swimming and eating cotton candy and having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're tired, so you're allowed to be cranky. You know what I say?
Hmm.
Beep you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
Beep.
Family
friendly.
I will kick you. These kids, I tell you. No.
I don't edit these.
No.
And I don't want to start editing these.
That's why I beeped it.
Beeped it.
That's what I say. I would love to be able to just go have a great time. party with my friends and then come home and be mean to everybody because I'm tired.
Actually, when we leave to go party and come back, we feel refreshed and happy. I feel great.
Yeah, it's the opposite. Yeah.
Man, these kids. I'm grateful.
Are fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, so, you know, my, we'll get into our kids. Mine, you know, she, you know, especially now, you know, she's 9, she's a good age, she can do a lot more things.
Yeah.
So we go out with, but her swimming's getting better, so she swims quite a bit, spends a lot of time in the pool. She's, does a lot of her dance stuff during the summer still, mm-hmm. so she's got that here and there that she's got to do. But other than that, man, she loves to just kick it, hang out. Freaking put your feet up, chill. Eat a snack, chill, watch some shows.
I like it.
You know, and that's not what she's doing all day. But, you know, she's busy. She's a busy kid, but she really loves to just kick back and chill still. Yeah, she's like, I mean, dancing. Dancing's like a full-time job.
She's got to have her Juliana time.
Yeah, she got her J time. Mm-hmm. JJ.
JJ.
But, yeah, spent a lot of time with cousins. You know, she goes to my parents quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, spend time with them over there.
Where are they at now?
They live like right across the street from me in a subdivision right across the road. They're like a mile away from me.
They did. Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's awesome.
Actually, I saw your mom the other day in Winco downtown.
Oh, downtown Boise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she goes down there. Did you say hi to her?
I didn't.
Really?
I was on the phone.
No. You saw my mom and didn't say hi to her.
I did not. I was on the phone at the
time. I'll let her know.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe she's going to listen?
No, nah, probably not.
No, mine doesn't either.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care about what I'm doing.
No, I was sitting there and I was like, I think that's Steve's mom.
Yeah, she works down there.
But the person on the other line, I don't even remember who I was talking to. They wouldn't shut up.
Yeah, she works down there to St. Luke's over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Around the corner from me. What does she do?
She is so, gosh, I'm trying to remember her exact job title, but she works through St. Luke's and does... she's like a therapist.
She's a transponster?
No. Transponster!
Transponster!
That's not even a word! Friends reference.
Yep.
Yeah. No, she's like a therapist, kind of. She does like social work / therapy for like addicts and people recovering from addiction.
I should go see her.
Are you an addict?
Maybe I am. You're like, I don't think so.
No. No.
That you know.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Anyway,
you know what, hey, she's always willing to lend an ear if that's what you want.
It was a good thing I didn't say hi. I would have just laid down on the floor there and just spilled my guts.
She's like, I'm busy right now.
She's like, I don't know.
I'm kind of in the way. You're in the way of me getting out of here. Oh, no. Man. Yeah, you know, and I'd say living out in Boise is pretty cool because there's a lot of stuff we can take her to do. You know, there's parks everywhere. You got the zoo. You know, mm-hmm. We do wahoos sometimes. We'll go play video games. Nice. Do mini golf. You know, things like that. Mm-hmm. So normal kid stuff. But she loves it.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, Valerie was contemplating getting a...
Roaring Springs.
A season pass to the zoo.
Oh!
But...
I don't think I wouldn't do that.
She changed her mind.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I wouldn't do that. Half the zoo's under construction right now.
Well, not anymore.
Oh, so they got done finally?
They got it done.
Oh.
Because they went like a month ago.
Oh.
And they're like, yeah, the African safari place is open.
Oh,
looks
what?
Freaking awesome now,
dude,
I guess.
I need to go check that out.
Yeah, they got it all open. They got the slide back open. The
dude,
one that,
it was all closed for a while.
Yeah. No, they got it. But now she was, if she had like a friend that had a season pass, then they'd go together. But yeah. But no, she took the kids there and they had some fun. So
that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I was working. So,
well, that's what we do, you know. I think that might be the most difficult thing is, you know, you go to work, you're doing the 9-to-5 or whatever, Monday through Friday, and the kids at home, and that would be tough if, especially hard for those who both work and maybe don't have family the kids can stay with or something. That's gonna be tough to juggle.
But the cool part about if they did go there is, because I just work not too far from there now.
Yeah,
that I can. Go meet them over there for lunch. Eat some lunch in the park. Have a little picnic with them. And go back to work.
Yeah, you're talking. Go eat by the Abe Lincoln statue.
Heck yeah. I'll sit on Abe's lap.
That's creepy.
He wouldn't know.
I don't think he'd condone it.
Well, he's dead. So.
Yeah, he is. That's why you shouldn't be sitting on his lap. He's dead.
It's a statue.
You don't sit on a dead man's lap.
I will steal his hat. Anyway. Oh, man. No, kids, we've gone on a couple camping trips.
Yeah. How many? You guys already gone camping a few times this summer, right?
Twice, yeah. Twice so far. One up to Cascade, and the other one to Crouch. And then
you gotta crouch when you go there?
You stop it. Just stop it right now. But that was for her family reunion. Stupid. And now we got a couple more coming up in August and September. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But
they're not coming to Guy's Wigan with us.
No, they're not.
Well, that's in August.
I know. It's the week after.
Oh, Guy's gotcha. Weekend. Okay. Just making sure. No kids.
So, nope. We're going with actually Seth and Brittany. And then in September, I think we're going with her parents somewhere.
Cool.
I don't know.
Man, you guys are going to be busy.
Well, you know, buy the camper. You got to use it.
That's the thing, yeah.
You guys using it once and let it sit there.
Yeah, you got the travel trailer now, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. We don't camp at all, hardly, unless we're staying in a...
In a hotel.
You know, in like a trailer or something.
And get yourself one of the trailers like we got.
Where am I going to put it?
Hold it out here.
No.
Well, then screw you.
Exactly.
All right. Be a bah humbug. Come camping with us.
I don't camp enough. I don't camp enough to even warrant buying something. I don't have the time.
The time. You make it.
Yeah. You make the time.
You say, Juliana, we're not going to your dance competition.
Yeah.
No one camping.
I ain't got time to go camping all the time like that. I'm lucky if I get to camp twice a year.
Well.
I'm lucky.
Camping in August.
Yeah, I got to take time off.
In the Taj Mahal. Yeah. Have you seen that thing?
No, I haven't.
That thing
excited.
Is ridiculous.
Scoot over.
You know what? I'll tell you what. So we went camping with...
We're talking about Randall C. Kanigi Esquire's trailer?
Yes. We went camping with them over Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
And the son, old JoJo, comes in. He's like, let me see your bathroom.
You go poop in there?
So he looks in and he goes, man, you guys' bathroom's small. Ours is huge. I was like, well, that's nice. He goes, what are you going to do with yours? Ours is bigger. I said, well, I'm going to use mine. He was just bragging up how his bathroom was bigger
little
than mine.
Little JoJo?
Little JoJo.
He's just a little squirt, Andy.
He's something.
Yeah. You know, come here talking trash about your trailer. Get out of here, you little brat.
Speaking of trash, he called me that.
Did he call you trash?
Oh, he calls people trash all the time.
I love it.
So finally, every once in a while, I'll be like, hey, JoJo. He'll go, what? And I'll say, you're trash. And he's like, oh.
JoJo. Cute kid. Call that people kid. Trash. Man, you trash.
You trash.
Garbage.
I'll call Colt. And JoJo will be there. I'll say, hey, put me on speaker. JoJo, what? You're trash.
He's going to be a little athlete. He's getting that trash talk already ready to go. You got to have words like trash, garbage.
It was for like the first hour. He was worried about our bathroom because it was smaller than theirs.
You say you're small. What do you care? You're like a mouse.
Yeah.
What do you need a big old bathroom for?
Mm-hmm. You know why? Because they bought it. Because the bathroom fits you.
I'm so excited to use their bathroom. I never thought I'd say that.
That's hilarious.
Dude, this is going to be awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, you know, I gotta say, now with summer, is summer your favorite time of year? Favorite season?
No,
it's not mine either. Fall. I know it's a lot of people's.
Fall is my favorite.
Fall is mine.
Oh my gosh! Did we become best friends?
Oh, you could just fall into my arms and I could hold you forever.
Well, I will because that's where the air is blowing over there. We can both be cool together.
Oh, no.
You can be Abraham Lincoln and I'll sit on your lap.
No.
Yes.
I don't want to be Abe Lincoln. I want to be me. I want to be Steve Jackson.
You will be Steve Jackson, and I will sit on your lap.
All right, that's fine. I'm okay with that. I just don't want to be a dead person.
No.
And you sitting on me. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, now you bring it up that way. It's just weird.
Yeah, I know. That's why I try to make things very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Awkward.
Yeah, summer's too hot for it to be my favorite time of year. I can't stand the heat. I do like the heat if you're in
the
water.
Get out the kitchen.
Oh! This guy is straight acting a fool over
there
here.
There is my dad
you
joke.
You only get one per
Thank
podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. That's I'm it. Here till Thursday. I crack myself up.
I love a lot of things you can do in the summer, you know. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy. I like the sun comes up early and you can go if you want it. If you're one of those ambitious fools that want to go hit the trails at like 7 a.m.
Nope.
But it's kind of cool to do that every once in a while, though, because, you know, you're out. Yeah,
I am not a morning person.
No, I know.
I will hit them at night.
Really? after it's in when it's still 100 degrees. And it's been roasting everything for about 100 at 108 degree.
It's not Fahrenheit. Like it's really any cooler in the morning.
I mean, it's like 70. That's much cooler.
Maybe over there in Boise. Yeah. Over here, it's still 102.
I really doubt that.
Okay, it's 101.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm calling you out, buddy.
Call him a bluff.
I feel like I'm talking to my dad right now when he says, hey, it's a shortcut. You have no concept of... He has no concept of time. Oh, it'll only take a few minutes. 4 hours later, we're almost there. A few minutes.
We're almost there, I swear.
Like, he has no concept of time. You have no concept of temperature. Oh, man, it's like 112 degrees every day, all day. Where are we living?
Because I'm always hot.
I mean, I know.
I'm always freaking sweating. It's ridiculous.
That doesn't mean it's 112 degrees outside.
Well, to me it is.
Yeah, I get you. I'll accept that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's too hot. Fall is great. I really like the fall. I like it when we get a good couple of months of fall, though, when it doesn't just go from straight hot to freezing cold, which has happened a few times. I'm not into that.
I just like the colors when everything starts to turn.
When it starts to cool down a little bit.
Football.
You know,
and,
football time.
Hunting.
You can wear some pants for once, you know, or, you know, whatever.
I like to wear hoodies.
I'm a big hoodie guy as well. Yeah. I own a winter coat, but I don't even own a jacket. I can't find any that fit me.
Well, I have jackets.
I like jacket. I actually have a light jacket, but I want like one of those medium.
A windbreaker.
It's like a, you know, it's good for cold weather, but it's a jacket. I need one of those. And I cannot find one that fits me.
You literally just described April 25th.
What?
What's you see Miss Congeniality?
I know.
You haven't seen Miss Congeniality?
Oh, I mean, sure.
So what's your favorite day? And she goes, April 25th, because the weather is perfect.
Why are you quoting that to me right now?
Yeah, it's like, it's not too hot, not too cold, just right for a light jacket.
Okay.
Because you said light jacket.
I mean, no, yeah.
It's right for a light jacket.
I have a light jacket, and then I have a super heavy parka winter coat. I need like a right in the middle, and that's what I'm having trouble finding.
Yes.
So this year, that's my big thing to try to find, is that.
Now they're a little tight on me, because...
it's hard, man. They only make them in, like, certain sizes, and then
they don't have half a size, and that drives me nuts.
No, they don't. And you know what? I really... And this actually happens with more than just jackets, but especially with jackets. If you're in the double XL range, just say you're tall, right?
Yeah.
Like me. Your shoulder's a little bigger. Cool. Mm-hmm. I need a double X. Mm-hmm. They just assume that you're like 6 feet, 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Or shorter.
Well, that's what
they're
I'm saying.
Built for people that are like, you know, round.
Yeah.
They're not built for tall people. I don't get this. Even the double X, like say you go double XLT, that's still not good. Now you're just talking about like a 6'6", 400 pound guy. Like, I don't understand it. Like, what?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I need to get one made or something.
It's like pants, okay? You know, if you wear like a 34.
Yeah.
Well, you put the 34 on, and it's a little tight.
Sure.
So you got to go up to a 36.
Right.
And 36 is too big. I need a 35.
Sure. Are there odd numbers in pants?
Not that I know, other than 29.
Weird.
And that's it.
Yeah, then you got to get a belt.
No, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, you get a belt.
Well, I always wear a belt, but...
Yeah, there's one of two things you do. You wear the 36, get a belt, or you drop a couple ALBs, wear the 34. The choice is yours.
Or you gain a little LBs to fit in the 36.
That's another option. See, I didn't consider that.
That's how I do. That's
but
how
I like what you're...
I'm like, I'm a 36. They're a little too tight. I'm going to go up to the 38. They're too loose. I got to gain a couple LBs.
Yeah, I don't want to lose
weight. I got to fit into the 38.
I mean, I could stop eating like crap, maybe work out a little bit, but that'd be too hard. So let me eat more trash.
Just lay here and eat my little Debbies.
Yeah, and just gain more weight. That's a good idea.
And
I feel like, I think about half the population does that same thing.
Well, maybe it just makes common sense, huh?
Yeah.
That
sounds hard to me. I think I'll just sit here and stuff my face
until I fit into those pants
or die. I mean, one of those two things are going to happen. You know what? You could die in those pants.
There you go. I was going to say, I die, you bury me in those pants.
I love it. Well, you earned them.
Day right, I mean. I'll be sitting there. Why is he smiling? Because he's got his jeans on.
He earned his pants.
I got my britches on.
I earned that 36.
You got it. I love it.
I dig it. Oh, man. Summertime, man. Fun stuff.
Yeah, summer's fun. It's my birthday.
So, yeah.
You know, my birthday's coming up in a couple weeks.
So. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be 40.
You shut up.
Right?
You big son of a gun. I am not that old.
Not a big 4-0?
No. You dummy.
I know.
Yada.
Why do you get so angry when I make fun of your age?
You're like, because you're barely 21.
You're like 6 years older than me. We graduated the same year. What am I supposed to do? I always added years.
Shut up.
I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Don't you? I hate it when people say that. You know what I mean? You've heard this.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. I'm going to say sorry. It. So, well, you're not sorry.
I'd like to apologize.
When you say sorry, not sorry, you're not sorry. So just say, I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
Or don't say, sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I think the only time I really ever said that was when I was in elementary.
I've never said that. Because the minute I say it, I will punch myself right in my manhood. I refuse. There are certain things you'll never hear come out of my mouth. Sorry, not sorry, and LOL. If I ever send you a text that says LOL, if there's an LOL anywhere in there, you have my permission.
It is my goal in life.
You have my permission
to get you to do
to come
LOL.
To my house and kick me right there.
I will.
Yeah.
You just be like, LOL, I would knock on the
never
door.
Never going to do it. I'll never say
LOL.
Never.
I'll just turn around and walk away.
You could be like, somebody broke in my house, you have my family tied up, and you said, you say LOL, or they're done. I'll be like, I love you both. But I'm not saying it. Okay, that's terrible.
Sorry.
That might be the only way you're getting that out of
sorry, me. Sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah, so I'd be like, sorry, not sorry, I'm not saying it. He's like, did you just say sorry, not sorry? Sorry, not sorry, I'm not saying LOL.
Let me untie your hands so you can punch yourself in the manhood.
Dude, seriously, man. I can't do it. There's just some things people say, and it makes me cringe. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, there's a few things that
why you say that?
People. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry, not sorry.
It's just, for me, it's not necessarily those types of things.
Yeah.
It's when people don't use, they just can't talk and use the right grammar.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
That's brutal. That can be tough.
Like, you know, hey, instead of saying, hey, I saw you at Walmart the other day, they say, oh, I seen you at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. That really drives you crazy, huh?
Yes.
I seen y'all there at Walmart!
Yes.
Hey, y'all! Like, seen you there, Washington.
Gosh, it drives me nuts when, like, people will put that. Like, they'll type it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I seen you yesterday. No, you saw me yesterday. You didn't see me.
You know what? Nobody needs to be the grammar police.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
There's got to be something.
We should be holding people accountable for how they speak, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's not as bad.
And then when people use a double negative, drives me nuts.
What? Oh,
like,
yeah.
We just went in there and cleared it out. There's no nothing in there.
Oh, yeah, like, you ain't got no problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have problems.
I know.
People don't understand what that even means, I don't think.
No, they don't.
What'd you say? There ain't no nothing in there?
Yeah. We went out and we
cleared. There ain't no nothing in there.
Yeah, like,
there is something in there or there is nothing in there.
Exactly.
What are you saying?
It drives me nuts to be like, oh, yeah, we went in the storage, we cleaned it all out. There's no nothing in there.
So there's something in there. Yeah.
Mm, yeah, double negative.
The concept of a double negative.
Me nuts. When they say seen, when they say saw.
I seen you in the toilet the other day. I was staring at you through the crack of the stall.
I was like, he ain't got no nothing in his hand.
He ain't got no nothing in there. That would kill you, I think, right on the spot if I said that to you.
I would kick the door open.
You're like, listen, it's bad enough that you're staring at me in the bathroom, but the fact that you just used two double negatives... I've had it. Hey, you ain't got no problems. Wait, how's that word? Yeah, he ain't got no. Wait, what? Is that right?
He ain't got no. I don't know. That's you're getting technical.
Man, there's like a. It don't matter.
I can't get no satisfaction.
See, I just said it don't matter. That's not right. Should have said it doesn't matter.
Well,
it does not matter.
See, that doesn't bother me as much. That it don't
see,
matter.
I don't text. Sometimes I'll say, I'll talk like a certain way sometimes, but I don't, when I write like you should.
Mm-hmm.
Even in a text.
Yeah.
I am one of those guys. Like, I will
spell out. So you don't do LOL, do you say laugh out loud?
I don't say any of that. I said, that's what emojis are awesome.
Yeah.
I said the smiling guy.
Well,
I'll smiling face.
Well, I'll do the LOL, but then it pops up the smiley face, then I'll click
see, the smiling turd is the best. And now you can make the smiley turd your laugh, you know, with the thing. So I'll be like, ah, ha, ha, it's a smiley turd.
Awesome.
Yeah, or just a emoji smiling face.
Uh-huh.
The sunglasses guy, you know, those are used a lot.
I like them.
Yeah.
I like it.
Or I'll just say, that's funny.
You are hilarious.
Hey, that's funny.
You ain't no hilarious.
What?
Exactly. Hilarious. Okay, now I'm just saying stuff.
I don't Yeah, that doesn't even lost. Make any sense.
No, it doesn't, does it? Anyway, all right. Well,
no, I think it is. It's ain't got no. If you say things like ain't got no, because ain't is like...
Like, I don't have...
Is not.
Yeah.
You know, so if you ain't got no, or ain't mm-hmm. have none.
I ain't like, have... I don't
ain't
have...
It, like, you say, Adam, he ain't got no problems. You're that like, ain't got no... But he does have problems. Something like that. I don't know. I've heard it used before. I don't go out of my way to just the
whole know nothing type of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I don't go out of my way to just say random crazy things.
I heard way too much at my last job and just,
whoo. I'll pay you out, Adam. I ain't got no time for you, buddy. You got a lot of time for me? Is that what you just said?
So you got lots of time. That sounds like to me. You got all the time in the world.
There ain't no nothing on this planet. You're going to stop me. From so, tearing you new hole, bud.
So who's going to stop you? Because okay. Someone's going to stop you.
I looked in there at you. You're sitting there. You ain't got no time. You
ain't got no nothing.
Got no nothing.
What?
It hurts my head how you're talking to me.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Yeah. Well, we kind of talked about the summer a little bit. I hope you enjoyed it.
It was mentioned.
You know, it was talked about. Well, it's summer right now while we're doing the show, so well, I guess that's going to
And I'm still over here sweating, and you're just...
Dude, I feel so
I think
so
there's icicles
good.
In your hair.
Oh, I'm feeling great right
You
now.
Son of a gun.
This is a good AC unit. Yeah, once again, welcome. Hey, you know, apologize if it ends up being kind of loud, but I got to tell you, it's way too hot to not have this thing on, so y'all can deal with it. Y'all can deal with it, okay?
It's too hot to not have no AC.
Yeah. You ain't got no time. No nothing. No, that's what it is.
You ain't got no nothing time.
In the last few weeks before, you had no nothing in here to keep us cool. Now you got so something. Is
now,
that how you would say
now,
it?
Now, do you look over there? Do you seen that right there?
That's AC.
You seen it?
So something. Yeah, you seen it?
I seen it. Hey, man, I seen you got AC.
No, see, that's a problem.
No, that's a problem.
When you use past tense in the present, like I'm staring at it right now, and I go, hey, man, I seen you got AC. You're like, seen? You're staring at it right now, you idiot. So you see?
So you just see it.
You see it.
Not what seen. What do you mean?
Hey,
that,
man.
That don't make no nonsense.
Hey, I seen you got the new microphone here.
Seen it.
Hey, I seen this computer.
Yeah. Hey, I seen this at Walmart the other day.
I see where you're at. I seen where you're going with this.
I'm going to use this right here.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Definitely
right in your ear.
Yeah, using the past tense in the present is not good practice.
But like, no, yes, I have. Like, did you see that movie? Yes, I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
That's the proper way to use seen.
Yeah.
Not,
hey, man.
I seen that movie yesterday.
Did you say I saw it? I saw that movie.
I seen it.
I saw that movie.
I seen the movie.
Hey, man, I seen it. I like that word. I want to use that.
Oh, Valerie and I use it all
seen
the time.
It.
Seen
it. I seen it.
Like, hey, did you see that? I seen it.
I seen it.
I seen it.
All right, well, we're going to see our way out of here.
Yes, we're going to sink our way out
of
here.
It's been a heck of a podcast. We're excited to talk again with you guys. Hope everybody's enjoying it.
We missed you guys. Missed all of you.
Throw us some love, please.
We do really.
Give a shout out. You know, do what we can to spread the word on the Dadgum Dads podcast.
Get the word out. Shout it from the mountain.
I've been really bad on social media. I do apologize for that, but I also don't because I despise social media.
I'm not a big
fan. In our next episode,
we'll
be about social media.
We're talking about social media, and you will see how we loathe it.
It would go against every you know, bit of my like foundation as a person for me to be on there every day posting stuff.
Well, if we didn't have...
Like, I can't do it.
If you didn't seen anything on...
I don't know nothing.
Then you wouldn't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, everyone, we appreciate every single one of you. And, you know, keep listening. Tell your friends, tell your family about it and everything. Remember, your children are blessings. Don't take them for granted. We'll see you guys next time.
Take care.